Gemara find out Amrav says a klal when it comes to making a tnai, you can only make a tnai on something which you're able to make a shliach on that. Kol milsa the isa b'shlichus, isa b'tnai, the lesser b'shlichus, lesser b'tnai. If you're dealing with a maisa which can't be done on a day shliach, who then they can't make a tnai either. So the mashal comes to chalitza, being they can't be chalitza on a day shliach, you're not able to make a tnai in chalitza because you can only make a tnai in a davar which you're able to do this pula through a shliach. Based on this, Achanim have a kasha, very stark kasha, on this that we hold, you can make a tanai when it comes to a mitzvah. Many poskim write that you can make a tanai in kiyum ha-mitzvahs. In the mashal legabe kriya shma, you can say kriya shma al tanai, you can make a tanai in afikayim, according to some Achanim. We find many times a mitzvah, so we could do a mitzvah al tanai. So in fact, Achanim, when it comes to mitzvahs, we know that they're leisa b'shlichas. You can't make a shlich to do a mitzvah for you, I can't make a shlich to take lulav for me, put on film for me, say kriya shma for me. It's a mitzvah shabagufa, and shlichas doesn't help. So if it's less of a shlichus, it should be less of a tanai. So how is it that we're able to make tanai min mitzvahs if mitzvahs are less of a shlichus and not able to make shlichus? L'chayit k'neged this gemara over here. And I was thinking that perhaps you can be miyash of this based upon what the Yosai Gadol, the Taisa says over here, the second Taisa, to be maschil tanai dem shekume de shliach. Taisa asks a kasha on this whole musig that you can only make a tanai and something which you can make a shliach on. He says, in terms of masvar yeshkan, what's the svar of this? What type of svar is that they have to be able to make a shliach in order to make a tanai? And he says, even though we learn it all from Negadim Ne'ruven, and over there it's Issa B'Shlichus, and therefore it's Issa B'Tanai, but he says it's not enough just to say it's Gzeres HaKasa, because we don't learn out everything from Negadim Ne'ruven, we only learn out something where there's a Svara to say that's Mistaber, that should affect the Din of Tanai. But something that has no Svara at all, we don't learn out from there. So he says, Lamasha, we don't learn out that you can only make a Tanai by Karka, because Negadim Ne'ruven happened to be Karka, because there's no reason for that. There's no Svara to that, why it should be Dafka Karka. So you need some type of Svara, why Issa B'Shlichus should affect the Din of Tanai. So what's the svar? They have to be able to make a shliach in order to make a tanai. L'chayr shlichus has nothing to do b'chlau with all parsha of tanai. And Taisus answers, it says like this, v'shlom edahana taimah, d'hoyal v'maisa kolkach b'yadosh, y'ochel akamah, de shliach, being that the maisa is so much in your hands, you're able to make a shliach, and it's svarahu, it's a svar, shi'ek mokim b'yadosh l'shavi b'tana, then it's a svar that you have enough bilus, it's so much b'yadosh that you can make a tanai as well. Mashengi chalitza, that's not b'yadosh to make a shliach, it's also not b'yadosh to make a tanai. So what Taisa is saying is that the fact that it's Issa B'Shlichas, you can make a Shliach and this Davar, that's a simon that you have a very stark bilus over this Pu'ula. It's a simon that this Pu'ula is B'yada, you have a bilus over it, Ad Kedekach, that you can make a Shliach. So if you have that Kedekach to make a Shliach, it's Mistaber that you have enough bilus over it to make a Tanai. You need bilus to make a Tanai, it has to be B'yadcha. So the fact that you can make a Shliach is a Raya that it's in your hands, it's B'yada, you have a bilus over it to make a Tanai as well. I'm shaking something which you can't make a Shliach, then there's a Chisan in my bilus over it, and I don't have enough bilus to make a Tanai either. That's the aside of the svarav less of a shlichus less of a tanai lefitaisus. So im kenim advarim, if that's correct, luchar it's not shver bichlal for mitzvahs, because it's true that mitzvahs you can't make a shlich to do a mitzvah for you, but that's not because there's a lack of bilus over the mitzvah. It's not because the mitzvah is not biyadi, but fakert, I have so much bilus over the mitzvah. The mitzvah is so much biyadi, it's mamish a mitzvah shabagufi, and therefore I can't let anyone else do it. This is mamish my mitzvah, the Torah wants my body to do it and no one else. So the fact that I can't make a shlich is not a lack of bilus, it's not that I don't have enough bilus to appoint a shlich, but fakert, I have so much bilus that it has to be me and no one else. Then no one else can do the mitzvah because it's mutal mi bedafka. So therefore, when it comes to the mitzvah, the fact that it's less of a shlich is not a reason there should be less of a tanai, because it's not just stomach zesikos of ba'alma, it's a svara that normally the fact that you can't make a shliach shows that the Torah took away your bias agabe that davar l'mashal agabe chalitza, you can't make a shliach, so you have less bias, you can't make a tanai. But by mitzvahs, the fact that you can't make a shliach doesn't prove they have less bias, and therefore it would be isa b'tanai, and that could be the Torah, it's why you're able to make a tanai mitzvahs, even though they're less of a shlichus.